K-State Nation, this is another weekend preview edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm at K-State University here. Eddie Greer here, checking in with y'all on this Friday morning here in Kansas City, Missouri for this other, that other K-State podcast up here in Kansas City, Missouri on Friday, March 20th, 2026. Your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for stopping by and giving us a listen here as we continue to move on through the month of March. We're into the weekend and happy Friday, K-State Nation. And getting right on into it here, folks. Today is Friday, which means got spring sports still going on. Women's golf back in action. They're going to be competing in the Mountain View Collegiate starting today. So you got that going on. Women's tennis later on this afternoon at 4 at home. Return home to face Baylor. Baylor, folks, sitting 35th ranked. And let me do this real quick before I get lost in today's activities here. There we go. We got that going. All right. So, yeah. So, 34th ranked Baylor. Got that. So, women's tennis. We haven't checked in on them in a little while. They haven't played. They haven't competed since last weekend. weekend here. Actually here. Let me go back real quick. Scroll up this calendar real quick. Yeah, the last. Yeah, okay. So, the last time they competed, they lost to what was then Oklahoma State. So you got that. So K-State women's tennis looking to get back in the win column later on this afternoon against Baylor. And of course, this podcast mostly runs postcast after every K-State event. But yes, on the other end as well, we do news as well. Breaking news, yes. Do biggest news stories from K-State. So we got that going on as well. All right, so, and then game three later, oh, not game three, where the third phase for K-State sports is baseball. And baseball is cooking up something right now. Oh, boy, she nice right now. As K-State men's baseball will look to continue to roll, they'll host Arizona State. And it's promotion night, so it is happy, well, Friday happy hour. that's what the promotion is tonight for game one of a three-game series beginning tonight with Arizona State. And again, I don't have their record at the moment here. Let me go ahead and pull that up while I'm thinking about that right now. Yeah, Arizona State right now. First, talk with Kate. Well, actually, so we're going to have a couple of top five teams. top five teams going in to the series this weekend. Arizona State. These two teams have nearly the same record. 15-5 Arizona State overall, 2-1 in conference, same record as K-State in conference, but K-State comes in this series having one more win in Arizona State. This will be good. This looking like stat-wise going to be a fun series. This is going to be another test here for K-State. Now again, we're at Toyota Family Stadium, so we got that advantage right there. So Pete Hughes, skipper of this team, they look to continue to roll offensively right now. They've been on quite a roll offensively, and they look to keep the vibes going here. They're going up against the Arizona State team that looking to respond themselves here. Arizona State and K-State right now tied for third right now. This looks like a four-way tie for third. The other two teams, Utah in the mix with Texas Tech in there as well. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, your weekend preview edition. Eddie Greer hosted this podcast, this other K-State podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, from football all the way through spring sports. So that's today's slate. Tomorrow, women's golf, day two, Mountain View Collegiate. That's day two, and hopefully I will be able to, given the time factor, which has been nuts, we should be able to recap this. Let's try to stay on top of it. And of course, game two tomorrow afternoon in the three-game set with Arizona State on Saturday, and then Sunday, jam-packed. Yes, sir. Big thanks to the K-State Women's basketball team. But tennis, another doubleheader weekend for them. Tennis at home. So you got 34th ranked Baylor today, later on this afternoon. And then at noon Sunday, 25th ranked TCU, so it doesn't get any easier for the young squad of head coach Jordan Smith and her and his women's tennis team. So we're going to find out. Hopefully, you know, at worst, for them, you want this split. If I had a goal in mind for them, I would hopefully for a sweep. So that's that. And then that match will be still going on when game three of the Arizona State series starts. So tonight, 6 o'clock, first pitch, or a little bit after that. By the time it comes out, it's going to start anyway. So let me see here and back up real quick. Yeah, 6 o'clock, first pitch, a little bit after that. 4 o'clock Saturday, tomorrow. And then Sunday matinee, 1 o'clock. So really, you can say tennis is the matinee at noon. Hour later, that match will probably still be going on when Arizona State comes back on the field inside Toyton Family Stadium for the final game of a 3-game set. Oh, by the way, we're in conference play now. So we got that for D. Kennedy, Shantiro, my guy, and the rest of the K-State crew, baseball crew. And then to wrap things up for the weekend, your basketball team hosting Cal. I stopped for a minute. I just got done with the postcast. I didn't know who we're going to play. It looks like on here, on a schedule, K-State has Cal on here. So, at least I see something different. We'll roll with it. When this comes out, it's going to be done. But Cal, early on in the year, the men's basketball team had Cal in Rams Coliseum. So it looks like now the women will host Cal on Sunday night. They wrap up the weekend, the third weekend of March. And that's at 6 o'clock. Again, if you're interested in getting tickets, I'm not telling you that. Go to kstatesports.com. Find more tickets there. There was a good crowd last night. And should be another good, great crowd out there. Shout out to K-State Nation out there. I have interest now. I got to work out the logistics today and see. Fries are usually podcasting and working out logistics and take care of some adulting things. So Cal, the rapper, it looks like, at least unless they're telling a story there, but California looks like it's going to be the second round opponent for K-State women's basketball. Yeah, I just got done an hour ago. Over an hour ago, recording that postcast. Didn't know what's going on. But yeah, 6 o'clock though. Either way though, 6 o'clock tip there for Nas, Terrence, Tessie in the game as they look to knock off Cal at home in front of K-State Nation and to get to the second weekend of the WBIT, which we're going to call it the WNIT on this podcast. I'm going to keep saying that there as well. And I'm going to go ahead and say and throw an extra one in here for you for the Tuesday, this up Tuesday, Nebraska. So this is going to be a 4-game homestand, at least up to this weekend preview episode. 4-game homestand, Nebraska. We'll visit Toyton on Tuesday night. That's a 6 o'clock game. And I believe, this is the first of a couple of Toyton Tuesdays that Toyton Family Stadium is putting on this spring. So, exciting stuff right now around K-State Spring Sports. Baseball rolling right now. Basketball continues to advance through postseason play and other things going on. So, that is kind of a look right there, or is a look, at K-State Athletics this weekend in the third weekend of March. Here, so I'm definitely looking forward to it. And obviously, you want to stay on top, want to have an idea what's going on around K-State Sports, not just about football, men's basketball. This is a podcast for you, the Pearl Buzzer Podcast, all things K-State Sports. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Buzzer Podcast later on this spring, hopefully this summer. Definitely gonna have on another guest, and definitely gonna have Alex back on the show. That's been in the works now for a while, but I just haven't cashed in the deal yet. There as well, but we'll definitely get a different perspective there as well as definitely football. They're in spring workouts right now. Basketball under construction right there. They just hired Casey Alexander, obviously, as a new men's head basketball coach. You have that going on as well. So a lot of exciting things right now around Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another edition right here of the Purple Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports with Cats.